2/3.
Okay, so we have 10 minutes on this item. So,
can I make a motion?
Yeah. Is that Richard?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'd like to move that we recommend to the DNB that we not consider having a bylaws convention any sooner than the year 2008, given the fact that that's a non-election year. And that was just, and let me, that's the motion. There's been a lot of people making some noise about doing something sooner, and the justification for it is just that I'd like to kind of clear that up, that we're not going to do it any sooner than that. And not really resolved that we're going to do one then, but we just obviously are not going to do one in 2007 because of the election.
Okay.
Could I read it?
Yeah.
We recommend to the PNB that we not consider having a bylaws convention until the year 2008.
Yes.
Okay, the floor is open. I'll put myself on.
Actually, it was not exactly any sooner than that. In other words, yeah. To make clear that we're not saying we should do it or not, but just not before then.
We recommend to the PNB that we not consider having a bylaws convention before the year 2008?
That's fine, as long as it's clear that we're not making a decision one way or the other on that, but just that not before then.
Okay, who would like to speak?
Wendy.
Wendy, and anyone else?
That.
Can you hear Deb?
No, but I'll add her to the list.
I think Deb is actually ahead of me, but...
Try to star 6 to see what happens.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, Deb, you're very faint.
If
you could speak louder, it would be good. But I got you on the stack, so I got Wendy and Deb. All right, Wendy, go ahead.
The main problem that I've been seeing with the bylaws convention is that nobody knows how it would work. We saw how much debate and argument and years over the time went into coming up with the bylaws we have now, and so the thing, that nobody can decide how it would work. You can't have it in one of the signal areas because then other people go, well, why do they get to have it in their area? So it's been talked about before that it would be in like a neutral place. I mean, there was one
point of order,
when
please.
What?
I don't think you're speaking to the motion. You're speaking generally about having a bylaws convention, and that's not what the motion's about. The motion doesn't say we're going to have one. It just says we're not going to have one until that time if we do at all.
Well, I'm going to rule that Wendy's comments are in order. So go ahead, Wendy.
Well, if they're in order, I mean, the thing is that the probably would be this committee that would be breaking ground on how to decide how to do it, and it's a big deal, It's the foundation is real strapped on, they're already talking about they shouldn't be having as many PNB meetings a year, and so how do you decide who gets to go from each area, who pays for it, where will it be, what will people consider to be fair? There's a whole an awful lot of work that needs to go into it, and we're still trying to figure out how to keep the stations above water or make sure that they won't be or something. So it's just like, I don't know, I would like to see some talk about what it would look like, and then I'd be happy to vote for it. But anyway, I don't...
We're not voting for one.
Hold on.
All right. Well, okay. So if you want me to go back to the motion, yes, I support the motion, I guess. But yes, I support the motion.
This is Lydia. Can you add me to this?
Yes. So I have Deb and then Lydia and then myself. Go ahead, Deb.
I would like to amend the motion to read that we postpone consideration of whether to have bylaws conventional through 2008.
I'm sorry, I didn't fully hear that. Postpone consideration of whether to have a bylaws.
The bylaws convention until perhaps the late 2007.
Wait, you mean to postpone the discussion of whether to have it?
Consideration, yes.
You mean by this committee? Consideration by
no,
this committee?
No, by the PNB.
So. Postpone consideration by the PNB of whether to have a bylaws convention until late 2007?
Yes.
Who's making this, please?
Deb Shafto. So you want, you, in other words, the intent of your motion would be that the PNB should not even have it on their agenda for action until the end of 2007.
Yes.
Okay. You're not talking about the date of the convention, but the date of the
discussion. No, I'm talking, exactly.
Okay.
That would
be on the back.
Before 2008.
Okay. So, all right. Did you want to hold on?
Bob.
I got you, Richard. I got
okay.
you. Deb, did you want to motivate that, or is that, are you done?
No, just the only thing I want to say about it is that Richard's motion I approve of, except that it sounds too much like we're going to do it around that time, and we have enough, hassling going on about not doing it already. And I want to make sure that it isn't a constant object of discussion between now and 2008.
Okay. All right. Lydia's next.
Yes, I wanted to amend Richard's motion, actually, but I...
That's
I
in
would,
order if you want to do that.
I just wanted to amend Richard's motion to take out, because it's an election year, because then we're going to get into a big discussion about that, the pros and cons. And
it's because
so
it's not an election year.
Because it's not an election year. Well, next year is an election year. And so people, it's fresh in their minds, and some people say, well, that's the very reason we should have it, and blah, blah, blah. But it's a distraction. Just let's not have it. We just a motion that we won't have it before 2008.
That wasn't part of my motion, Richard. Point where, I'm sorry, that wasn't part of the motion. That was just my justification.
I thought it was part. Okay, then I withdraw it. And then in speaking to Deb's, I don't think that we can preclude debate on the PNB as to whatever, you know, their needs are. But so I would be voting against it, because even if we have something in 2008, I'm not saying that we will, but then that the PNB should decide what timetable and how many months they would have to require to discuss it.
Okay. I'm next. I support the intent of Richard's motion, but I think it's an odd motion to say we recommend not doing something, because that presumes that somebody else is saying we should do something in terms of I know there's voices saying that, but there's no motion that I've heard of, please correct me if I'm wrong, from any LSB or PNB member saying we should definitely have a convention in 2007. I can't imagine that anyone would support, in a year that we're having an LSB election, to have another expensive and very contentious and difficult proceeding in the same year. I think there was universal agreement the last time we had talked about scheduling one that if it happened, it should happen in a non-election year. So it seems to me it would be more helpful if we came up, and not tonight, of course, because it would take a lot of discussion, if we came up with a proposal on when we think it should happen and bring that to the floor of the PNB rather than a negative motion about, you know, that it shouldn't happen in this year. Okay, I'm done. Richard,
our Paul for the stack.
Okay, and then Richard, and then our Paul. Did I hear another person who wanted to speak besides our Paul?
No, I just thought we were at time.
Oh, thank you. Actually, yeah, I haven't had a timekeeper tonight. So
I have 1 minute left. I have
okay.
it at 52. We go to 53.
I'll speak very quickly. The amendment by Deb I disagree with because of precisely what Wendy was talking about, which is that if we're going to do a bylaws convention, we need a lot of lead time. So if we say we're not going to bring it up till, you know, the end of 2007, then we're precluding 2008, and given the next two elections, we're talking about 2011. It may need to be in 2008, and I think the PNB needs to be able to do that. So I would be against her amendment. And just to say why I put this out, there have been a whole bunch of stuff on some lists of people demanding that we have some kind of, you know, thing, and other people saying, well, yeah, we need it, we don't need it. I think it'd just be good to say, you know, we're not going to do it until there's a non-election year, just to make it clear to people that they can rattle their sabers all they want, but nobody's going to pay any attention to it. That's all.
I was
just trying to show a rational approach to it that, you know.
Okay, Deb, did I hear you say you want to withdraw?
Yeah, I said I withdraw my amendment.
Okay, is there any objection to her withdrawing? the amendment?
No.
Okay, so that's withdrawn. R. Paul is next.
One second. I just have to keep that in there. Okay. I think a reason for passing the main motion would be that, it brings it up. We should bring it up. Bringing it up is not a bad idea, and it might seem sort of odd to say we're not going to do something till X time, but to me it doesn't seem odd because we're saying, okay, we're already thinking ahead of time and saying we can't do it in these other times, so we're definitely going to not even consider doing it before Aud 8. And it's a perfectly rational and reasonable thing to do. It just makes it so that people, I hesitate to say, are all on the same page within Pacifica, but are, you know, or at least reading the same book and say, yeah, we're not going to do this. There will be no consideration of it till then. So nobody starts trying to get a big movement going to do it 6 months from now or something. So I agree with the main motion.
Okay, we're past time.
Can I get on the stack?
But we're past time, so we need a motion to extend. Does anyone else want to speak besides Serene? Okay, then I'll make the motion. I move to extend by 2 minutes. Is there any objection?
No.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, I think that I remember that when we were discussing ways to do it, we talked about doing things locally, doing some teleconferencing and so on and so forth, and very possibly, and you know, nothing was finalized on this, but somehow adding it to a PNB meeting so that we would reduce the cost of it by simply expanding a PNB meeting. And that, therefore, is still a possibility, however remote, knowing how things sometimes work, that it could happen in 2007. I really don't see the point in saying, well, we're absolutely not going to do this. There's, you know, I think we should, you know, continue discussion on how we can make it an inclusive and effective process. And if there's an opportunity to do it before 2007, heck, we might be able to get a grant. So it's not, the cost isn't even an issue. There are people who supposedly love democracy enough to help, you know, sponsor it. I don't see any reason to rule something out as a possibility. If it can't happen, we'll know it can't happen. It won't happen. That's it.
Okay, so we're ready on this. So, R. Paul, can you read back the motion, please?
Hello?
Yeah.
R. Paul, are you there?
I have to set these things up and put it in so that later on I know exactly where it all is. Okay, the motion is, we recommend to the PNB that we not consider having a bylaws convention before the year 2008. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Jim Brown, A.C. Byrd, Mark Hernandez, Bob Lederer.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Rosalinda Montez Palacios, Richard Phelps.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Green Roberts?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Okay. I have 7-4, 1 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, the motion passes. All right, at this point, we're at the time that actually passed the time we had agreed to adjourn. So is there a motion to extend to go to the other items that are not, that we didn't get to?
What are the items?
Let's see. Actually, I'm sorry. R. Paul, do you have that in front of you?
Yes, I do. Okay. Let me get to the agenda. What we have next is continuing working groups report back. Next would be code of conduct. After that, contracts, then new business.
Okay, so does anyone want to make a motion to extend, and for how long?
I have a information.
Yeah, go ahead.
Working groups met since our last meeting, the last full committee meeting.
Okay, so Serene and Grace are on contracts. Has that group met?
We have not.
Okay. Code of conduct, has that group met?
We have not, but I would love to put forth the idea of choosing a new convener for the Code of Conduct Working Group.
Okay. So did you want to make a motion?
Hold it for a second, Wendy.
What was that?
The group met, but the new, I'm not going to be able to think of a word to say, Bethune, Dr. Bethune's committee took it over.
What?
What?
The personnel
Clarify that, please.
The personnel committee took over the code of conduct.
Deb, would you just explain what the steps were that by which that happened and what the rationale was?
That committee apparently decided that what was needed was a code of conduct, and they were going to look into it. And Mary Berg and I talked about it and decided what we would do would be to support what they had come up with if they came up with anything.
Okay.
Out of information, when you said that committee, which one are you talking about?
Personnel.
The PNB Personnel Committee said they were taking over the code of conduct. Did they pass a motion?
Did
the PNB take this charge away from the governance committee? Or how does that work?
Not as far as I know, but they decided that it was under their purview.
Okay, before we get into this discussion, we still have to decide whether we're extending time because we're past the time for this meeting. So now
Hold on,
one at a time. Please ask to be recognized.
Okay, this is Deb. That committee has nothing to report.
Okay, all right. So does anyone want to make a motion to extend time?
Yeah, Wendy.
Okay, go ahead.
10 minutes.
For which item?
For the Code of Conduct Working Group.
Okay.
Well, point of order.
Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, R. Paul.
The meeting time is over, so we have to extend the time for the meeting.
I agree, but I'm saying that the committee needs to know for what purpose the time is being extended. So,
well, also new business. So it would be whatever is left on the agenda.
Well,
I'm just that's how much.
Move to extend the meeting 15 minutes.
Okay, and since the earlier agenda was for 15 minutes for code of conduct, that's all we would get to. So I just want everyone to know.
But we might get done sooner.
Right. Okay. All right. Is there any amendment to that?
I have a point of information.
Yes.
Was it Grace who had something for new business?
Grace, are you there?
Yes, I had something for new business.
You want to restate very briefly what your new business was?
My new business item was to have the PNB consider making a requirement of management employment with Pacifica be contingent upon the prospective employee being willing to sign an agreement for arbitration rather than legal action.
Okay.
I would like to extend 15 minutes, was it? How much?
Well, Wendy's motion is 15 minutes, which would be just enough time for what we had earlier approved.
No, it could be quicker.
Okay. All right, Serene, so what are you? Do you want to amend that?
Yeah, I'd actually like to suggest for a total of 20 minutes in that we apportion it. Since the Code of Conduct group doesn't have a report, I can't speak for anyone else, but I don't know that whatever is being offered would really need to take more than 6 minutes based on where it seems to be going.
I say 2 minutes.
Okay, hang on 1 minute. Go ahead.
And that the remaining 14 minutes be divided between Grace's motion on management hiring stuff and my motion on language to accompany member mailing.
Okay, so let me be clear. It's the same amount of minutes, Serene, right?
I'm saying 20 altogether.
Oh, 20.
She said
okay.
15.
So, all right. So we'll allocate it in after we pass the extension. So the amendment is boosted from 15 to 20. Is there any objection to extending the meeting by 20 minutes?
Yes.
Well, I would, but does anybody else?
I object.
Okay, then call the roll, please.
I better do that. Okay, one.
And let me just clarify, if this fails, then we'll vote on extending for 15.
Okay, the motion is to extend the meeting by 20 minutes. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan. Lydia Brazan. Jim Brown. Casey Bird. Mark Hernandez. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Sorry, I was muted. This is Lydia, and it's a yes.
Okay. R. Paul Martin. No. Rosalinda Montez Palacios. Richard Phelps.
No.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Green Roberts.
Yes.
Wendy Schroll.
Yes.
Deb Shafto.
Deb Shafto.
Shafto. Oh. No.
I have five yes, three no.
Okay, so it
one abstention.
It does not pass.
Doesn't
need two thirds. Okay, so now the proposal for a 15-minute extension. Is there any objection to 15 minutes?
No.
Okay, hearing none, then the meeting's extended 15 minutes, and now let's allocate the 15. So I think I heard a proposal bylaws would be, well, I'm sorry, how many minutes per
bylaws? Code of conduct, I think we could,
not bylaws, sorry, code of conduct.
Okay, let's say five, but okay. I don't think it'll take that long.
All right, so five for code of conduct, and then five for Grace's proposal, and five for Serene. Is there any objection to that allocation?
What's
Serene's is about disclaimers on mailings to members.
I don't, you know, Grace's sounds like it's pretty thought-provoking. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to move to refer Grace's, so.
So am I.
All right.
Okay, so can we go with the five, five, and five? Okay, if there's no objection, then let's go with code of conduct. So now I'd like to have a clearer restatement of the sequence that led to the personnel committee getting involved. So, Deb, could you just try to lay it out step by step how that happened?
Quickly.
Is Deb on the personnel committee?
No.
As quickly as I can.
Yeah.
Mary and I met when I called the committee, and Mary and I met. And we had talked about and had gotten up some old codes of conduct. We passed them back and forth. And immediately after that time, the personnel committee announced that they were going to be devising a code of conduct. And since there was some energy and motion in that committee, and all we had to go on was work that had already been done and posted, we decided that what we would do is wait and see what they did, and forward what we add to them.
Okay, so I have a motion.
Can I get on the stack?
Okay, let me call myself first, because I'm actually on the personnel committee, and I've been to every meeting for a long time, and I have no recollection of anything like that. I think what somebody might be remembering is that in Walnut Creek, in the meeting, there was a retreat at which the need for a code of conduct was sort of generally agreed on, and the personnel committee, I think, agreed to. Actually, I'd have to go back and look at the minutes. I don't think the personnel committee necessarily said it would draft the code of conduct. I think it said something about, you know, make sure it happened. So I don't think that, but I can tell you it certainly has not been on any agenda of the personnel committee since Walnut Creek. So I don't think it's happening there. Okay, I heard Richard, and who else wanted to speak?
Wendy.
And Wendy. Richard, go ahead.
Well, I just would say concisely, the personnel committee can set a code of conduct for employees, and if we're going to set one for, you know, LSB members, then that should be governance committee. Personnel deals with employees. That's what it's called, personnel. And elected officials are not personnel. So I think you might have to divide it up. You could have the same one, but there might be differences because you have union contracts involved. You have other kinds of employment contracts that, you know, a code of conduct couldn't violate an employment contract. or if you have a code of conduct, then when you draft an employment contract, you'd have to make it consistent with that if you wanted to. But I'm just saying that there are two different ball games going on here that need to be looked at separately, and governance should deal with one and personnel should deal with the other.
Wendy?
Well, that makes sense. What I was going to say when I first asked to be on the stack was just that I would like the PNB to tell us what they're doing, because I've always felt like they just sort of, you know, threw this over to us and said, hey, okay, you guys do this work. But it's never really been made clear what people want on code of conduct. I mean, one thing they want is to not have anybody tell them what to do. All of us want that, you know. But I would sort of like here's the reality, is that there's one more month of this incarnation of the governance committee. And I haven't seen a lot of interest in this. Deb has been really good, and Grace has come to the meetings. But right now, there's not a whole lot of people clamoring to do this work on code of conduct. So I'm wondering if we should just wait until January when the new governance committee comes on.
Well, it'll be February.
Was that Grace?
Yes.
Can you speak louder, please?
Sorry. Yes, I believe it was also, wasn't you, Wendy, Bob, and I had a meeting about a month ago, and we were supposed to meet again?
Yes, and I was swamped in my job, and I didn't call that meeting, so that was why I was saying maybe we should get a new convener.
Okay. All right, I'm willing to be the convener on that, and why
awesome.
Don't we just try to meet, okay?
Was
great.
Going to be a convener?
Grace,
okay, thank you.
That's great. I'll show up if you call me.
Okay, I think I have your emails. I'll
great.
Yeah, I'm sure I have them. Okay.
Okay.
Or Paul, you have them if I don't have them, right?
I have everybody's email, yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, is there anything else needs to be said on this? Because there's really no motion on the floor.
Right, we can move.
Okay, hearing none, then let's go on to Grace's motion.
Okay.
Bob?
Yes, Richard.
I would like to speak to that.
Well, let's let Grace present the motion first.
Okay. I didn't know. Okay, she had a motion. Fine.
I think I've repeated it. I think everyone understands it, right?
Well, I think it would help to say it one more time and also to give the rationale.
Okay.
Can I ask you, hold on 1 second. I've had a computer crash, and I need to write this down and... Okay.
Thank you so much for being the secretary, our
yeah.
Paul.
Can we move
yes.
to discussion, and when he's up, we can
okay.
read it?
So the motion is?
Okay, that a requirement of employment at a managerial level in Pacifica be contingent upon the applicant being willing to sign an agreement to forego legal action in to accept arbitration and as a substitute for, I don't know how to put it, but as a substitute for legal action.
Point of information?
Yes,
Marie. Did you, I thought I heard you say before legal action initially. So is this a change in position, or did I misunderstand it the first time?
Well, I would assume that arbitration, because the decision in arbitration is binding, legally binding, it would preclude legal action.
Is
no,
all
arbitration is
binding?
Legal action.
No. Is legal
right.
action.
Is all arbitration binding?
If you make it that way, if you want, I happen to be a professional arbitrator. I can tell you all you need to know about it. But yes, it can be binding or non-binding, whatever your contract says. Generally, in employment contracts, it's binding, and you don't then have a right to go to trial. That's what you're giving up.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I would suggest.
So you're looking for binding arbitration?
Yes.
Can I read this?
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
The requirement of employment at a managerial level in Pacifica be contingent upon the applicant being willing to sign an agreement
to forego legal action and to accept arbitration as a substitute for legal action.
Okay, let's change it to forget all that, just at the end put, to accept binding arbitration.
So then it would be...
Or resolution of disputes, or something like that.
Yeah.
So can I ask a question?
Wait, hold on. I just want to hear it read back, Arpal,
okay.
If you would.
A requirement of employment at a managerial level in Pacifica be contingent upon the applicant being willing to sign an agreement to forego legal action and to accept binding arbitration for resolution of disputes.
Okay, Wendy.
Well, I think Richard's the only lawyer on this committee, but could you do that, Richard? And would anybody sign such a thing?
Yeah, we're going to take a stack, I think, here, right?
Well, no, the points of information are in order. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it can be complicated, but, you know, there are arguments against that as to saying that it's denying an employee a right to trial, which is a fundamental thing represented by the Constitution, and they're constant legal battles about that going on at times. So, you know, you have to really go look at the latest court cases on that. But it's a tough one because on the one hand, from the business perspective, people don't want to have trials. But from the individual perspective, I never want to take away somebody's right to trial. So, you know.
So yes, other organizations have done agreements like this?
Yes.
Corporations.
Right.
Okay, let me take a stack now. I heard Lydia. Who else wants to speak? Bob, I want to speak.
Deb.
Anyone else? Deb. And keep in mind, we only allocate 5 minutes. And actually, Arpal, have you been keeping time? I know you're doing a lot.
Yes, let me go back to when we did this. We passed at 4 minutes after. That was 11 minutes ago.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Bob, point of order.
Hold on. We started this item at 10:04?
Moved to extend. We moved to extend, and that passed at 4 minutes after,
right.
And we allocated 5 for code of conduct, 5 for grace, and 5
right.
for office.
So how long have we been spending on this item so far?
All right, let's see. 5 minutes total now.
Okay, so we're going to have to move to extend because we're at time on this.
Not if you grant my point of order.
Okay. Go ahead, Richard. Let me hear the point of order.
My point of order is that this is a classical item for a personnel committee, not for a governance committee. This has to do, personnel has to do with hiring and firing, and that they're the ones who are going to make up the contract for employment and everything else. So that's where this belongs.
Yeah, I the point is well taken. So I, let's see. So how should we actually handle this? I guess we'd have to adopt a motion like the one we just did, which is to recommend that the PNB refer this to the personnel committee. Would that be the way to go?
Yes.
Lydia.
Lydia, I have another. I would like to see it referred to the personnel committee, specifying that the personnel committee also query corporate counsel. Primarily because I have also heard, I mean, it can be good, but also arbitration can also frequently result in settling for more than you would in a negotiated settlement.
You don't settle in arbitration.
Okay.
No, I know you do. I know that. I am saying that that the attorneys I have spoken to believe that that those who are the arbitrators there have now, because it's an increasing practice with corporations, but they tend to come up with larger amounts than you would in, you know, if somebody moved on legal action and you settled. So
actually,
but that's not part of my motion. All I am saying is to refer to the personnel committee as originally moved, and to include that the personnel committee query corporate counsel.
Okay. So, Arpal, did you get that?
Which thing?
I'm amending Richard's motion to refer to also require that the personnel committee query corporate counsel, Pacifica's corporate counsel.
Well,
can't require them to do anything.
Yeah,
you require them to look at it.
I guess it would be a move to recommend that the PNB refer this motion to the personnel committee and to corporate counsel. How about that?
For an opinion, yes.
For an opinion, right. Okay, so do we need any discussion on this, or can we go to a vote?
And
you want to read it back, Arpol?
Yeah. All right. Recommend that the PNB refer this motion to the personnel committee and seek an opinion of corporate counsel.
Okay. Does anyone need to speak on this, or can we vote?
Or does anybody object?
Yes.
Okay. Did I hear an objection?
Yes.
Okay. So call the roll, please.
Christ.
And Richard, please refrain from making comments.
I'm sorry. I'm just really tired of hearing things read over and over again, and really about lost it. I'm sorry.
People are entitled to hear it when it's not in writing.
I know, but it's...
All right.
Go ahead, Arpol. Call the roll.
The motion is to recommend that the PNB refer this motion to the Personnel Committee and seek opinion of corporate counsel. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Jim Brown, A.C. Byrd, Mark Hernandez, Bob Lederer.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, pass. Rosalinda Montez Palacios, Richard Phelps.
Yes.
George Ryder. Serene Roberts.
This is on Lucia's amendment to Richard's motion.
To recommend that we refer this to the personnel committee. That PNB refer this to the committee.
To corporate counsel? I thought I heard that as
no, it's all one motion now. It's not a separate amendment. It's
right.
A combined thing. It's to refer it to the committee and to the
yes.
Council.
Can you guys hear me? I'm voting yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wendy Schroll.
Yes.
Deb Shafto.
No.
All right, and we'll come back to me. I'll vote. Yeah. Okay. 1, 2. We have 7-4, 1 against.
Okay, so that motion passes, and the final agenda item tonight is Serene's motion.
How much time do we have left?
We had allocated 5 minutes.
But isn't that already over?
No, we haven't gotten to that yet. So go ahead, Serene.
Well,
we stayed within the 5 minutes on Grace's.
No, actually, we're at this point, started at 4 with all this. It's 21 now. I think we've just hit our limit.
Oh, okay. All right. Is there a motion to extend 5 minutes?
I move to extend 5 minutes. This is Grace.
Okay. Is there an objection? Okay, hearing none, that's five more minutes. So go ahead, Serene, present your motion.
I sent a copy out to the list, so everyone should have gotten it.
When? When?
Oh, I don't know, 10 minutes ago.
Well, I'm in my car, so somebody please read it.
Everyone else, and I am going to read it. I just wanted to let people know it was there if they wanted to see it as I read. It begins, the Pacifica Governance Committee recommends that the Pacifica National Board adopt the following policy, which shall apply to all persons or groups accessing the Foundation's mailing list for the purposes described in Article 12, Section 4. All correspondence to be distributed shall be filed at least one business day in advance with the station's general manager, who may not alter the content in any way, and shall prominently include on each sheet the following. The Pacifica Foundation's revised bylaws allow any member to contact all other members through the station's mailing list. The member wishing to communicate provides their correspondence to a mailing house, and the station provides the names and addresses under the strictest rules of confidentiality to the same company. These mailings do not reflect an official position of the station or foundation and are not paid for by Pacifica or the station. That's the end of the quote in terms of what the text is. The motion continues. The manager shall maintain a log of such mailings, past and present, on the station's website, which shall be updated within 2 business days
of the forwarding of the station's membership list to any mailing house for third-party use, and shall be preceded by the disclaimer above, and shall be followed by, quote, the following parties have utilized this option for mailing of materials to the membership, and the columns will be titled date, individual slash group, and third column, summary or purpose. And that's the end of the motion.
Okay. Do you want to?
This isn't on the. That's huge, and this hasn't hit the list yet at all. Yahoo doesn't have it on the web.
I sent it, and I got it back, I think.
Yeah, I haven't gotten it either.
Okay. At any rate, I'm checking the time it's actually sent. Maybe there is a problem since it took so long for George's to hit. But the point of the motion is that. The point of the motion is that a number of mailings have been sent out to the membership, some bearing no disclaimer whatsoever, thereby certainly giving the impression to those who are not fully aware of all the ins and outs of Pacifica dealings and politics, giving the impression that it came from the station, and others have been so poorly The disclaimers have been so faint as to be almost worthless. So I do think it's clear that any mailing going out through the station to our membership list be very clear about who's paying for it and what, in fact, the communication is.
Okay. Floor is open for discussion on this motion.
Harpal?
Yeah.
Richard?
Wendy,
I would move to table this because this is a really big thing here, and I think we should table it so that we can talk about it the next time.
Wouldn't that be a motion to postpone till?
No, we can take it off the table next time.
All right, any time you can take it off the table.
Okay. All right, so that's the motion. So remind me, Arpal, does this mean now that the other speakers have to only speak to the motion to table?
No, in fact, the motion to table is not debatable.
Oh, it's not debatable?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Nope.
Right, not debatable.
Okay. All right. Is there an objection to tabling?
There is.
Okay, call the roll, Arpal.
Grace Aaron?
Yes. Sorry, but...
Lydia Brazon? Lydia Brazon?
Star 6.
Pass.
Okay. Let's skip down to people who aren't here. Bob Lederer?
No.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Richard Phelps?
Yes.
George Ryder? George Ryder?
Yes.
I can hear him. Serene Rollins?
I heard him. You can hear him.
Oh, hold on. Will people be
George
quiet
Ryder.
Let the vote go on?
Okay, I hear some mumbling. I don't know if that's George Ryder or...
He said I try to say
yes. Yes, I vote yes.
Okay. Serene Roberts?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Okay, coming back, somebody, Brazon, Lydia Brazon?
No.
So we have 6-4-3 against.
Okay, so the motion is tabled. So that exhausts our business for this evening. So
motion to adjourn.
Yeah, is there any objection to adjourning?
No, but can you send that out again, Serene, so we can all get it?
Yeah,
that was
sent
really
it to the list 19 minutes ago. I think it's a Yahoo problem because it took us, half an hour to get George's?
Okay, well, just do it again, and then we'll get it again. If we get two, whatever.
Okay.
And I think it's just something we really need to spend some time on. I think it's a good idea, Serene.
Okay, so when is our next meeting?
We don't have time tonight.
Did we set one in advance? Can someone have it handy?
December 21st.
I'm sorry?
December 21st.
December 21st at
yep.
8 p.m. Eastern, right?
All right.
Okay, so we'll see you all then.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye, all.